Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC Radio Berkshire, Justin Bieber. Anyone. All right, hello. It's 2:17. By the way, if you get a chance to have a look at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire, click on BBC News and look at the most watched videos. And the third most watched video is remarkable. It's CCTV in Mansfield in Nottinghamshire, isn't it? Of a motorcyclist staging an accident. It's just remarkable. It really is. Ah, well, anyway, I digress. Heidi, by the way, thank you very much. On the text, texting may be very useful in the next 10 minutes because we are going to be doing Kennedy's Conundrum. Good afternoon to you there, Heidi. I will do my very best in, and thank you very much for your text. But, you know, I'm still here till 6. Who knows what's going to happen in the next few hours? Every day, it's a complete lottery. But in the meantime, I will just say, Heidi, one of the things that we do right now is, of course, Kennedy's Conundrum. It's on the way after Squeeze Call for Cats. Basically, I will be just exercising those little grey cells and seeing what you come up with. Today, I think, is one of those ones which is befuddling, I think is the word. But I like it that way. Oh, yes, and Ross Noble is my guest. BBC Radio Berkshire.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Squeeze. Call for Cats. Tinkling away on the old ivories there. Jules Holland, of course. So, here we are then, 2:21. As I mentioned, Ross Noble is my guest. Talking about his humanoid tour. Always a joy speaking to Ross. He always makes me laugh. And he is heading our way. There's a great story he tells about High Wycombe. Watch out for it. That's all I will say. But in the meantime, it is Kennedy's Conundrum for today. And it is, as I mentioned, a befuddler. It's one of those ones you're going to have to listen carefully, play around with it in your head, and see if you can come up with the correct solution. Do you know what? I have every faith in you. I wish people had every faith in me, but, you know, that's life. I have to learn to live with it. In the meantime, here we go then. Oh, if you want to have a go, you can be like Heidi and text the word Berks, and the answer, obviously, to 81333, or you can email phil.kennedy@bbc.co.uk. So, we have some siblings here. Jeff is younger than Rodney, but older than Debbie. Larry is older than Erica, who is older than Jeff. Rodney is older than Larry, so who is the middle child? There you go. Just throwing it all in the mix there. So, Jeff is younger than Rodney, but older than Debbie. Larry is older than Erica, who is older than Jeff. Rodney is older than Larry. Who is the middle child? Do you know, I love doing that. As soon as I saw it, I thought, you know, I'm going to get you today. It's going to be my day. I go, yes, I winned. All right, so Jeff is younger than Rodney, but older than Debbie. Larry is older than Erica, who is older than Jeff. But Rodney is older than Larry, so who is the middle child? I'll leave you to ponder that. If you happen to know the answer, just throw it my way. You can text it my way. Text the word Berks and your answer to 81333 or phil.kennedy@bbc.co.uk. BBC Radio Berkshire. BBC Radio Berkshire, that's Little Mix and Black Magic. Right, we've got Bowie on the way, but let's recap the question. Mike's been in touch on the email. He said, oh, crikey, you say it a bit quick. So I was trying to scribble it down. Here we go then. All right. Jeff is younger than Rodney, but older than Debbie. Larry is older than Erica, who is older than Jeff. Rodney is older than Larry. So the question is, who is the middle child? That is your question. If you want to have a go, I would love to hear from you. Text the word Berks and your answer to 81333, or you can email phil.kennedy@bbc.co.uk, or you can just yell at the radio and go, Phil, you said that too quick again. BBC Radio Berkshire.
Aircheckdownloads.com.